Josh Paul said last night that was the best game you played this year. How did you feel about your game last night?
I thought it was a good game for me. Obviously, a good game for the team as well. I think, you know, it's a big game for us in the standings. And, you know, it's either we're waking up today either, I think, ahead 1 point or five. So it was a big win for us. And, yeah, I thought for me, I've been trying to get better and build my game. And it's what I've always been trying to do my whole career. And, you know, I feel like in the last little bit, it's starting to come together.
Was it nice to have Tucker Pullman on your side there?
Yeah, you know, obviously we've played a lot of games together this year, and you know, he second game back from injury, thought he played really well, did what he does well, which is, you know, he's a physical guy, he's got a long reach, and you know, did a good job of closing the gap and making the breakout plays when it needed to be made. So I thought it was a good game for him. It's not easy coming back after missing some time, and I thought he looked really good.
A number of the goals last night scored just with point shots, getting traffic in front. Was that something that you guys talked about as a team last night specifically, or is that just kind of how goals might be here in the last quarter of the year?
Yeah, I mean, that's something we definitely talked about all year. You know, we talk about trying to generate playoff style offense. You know, we know what that looks like, and you know, the type of offense you might be able to generate. And you know, October, November is going to look a little bit different down the stretch, and certainly, you know, in the playoffs if you get there. So that's something that you know, we want to continue to focus on. I thought, you know, like you said, all three goals, great examples of that, and it's nice to get rewarded. It's not easy to go to the front of the net as a forward, and you know, it's a place where you take a bit of a beating, and you know, it's like I said, it's not easy. So to get there and get rewarded with some goals, and obviously good job by the defenseman getting it through as well, but that's something we want to see more of going forward.
3-2 in this 6-game homestand, how does that kind of compare to what you guys looked at heading into it?
I mean, obviously coming home, I think everyone's just excited to have the opportunity to be at home for a while. I think coming into it, you know, obviously the Heritage Classic counted as a home game, but it was a road game realistically. So there was a pretty big differential, I think 5 or so games, if you look at it that way, of home to road. So it was, you know, we wanted to establish, you know, some strength on home ice and make it a tough place to play. And, you know, obviously we're 3-2 here. So if we can find a way to win tomorrow and make that 4-2, that'd be a pretty good homestand and at a pretty crucial time of the year. So that's definitely our focus.
Early on, we, you know, maybe it was a bit of a small number to compare home and road records, but do you have a sense of maybe why your road record is as good as it is compared to home? Why you struggle at home to establish that?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, honestly, if you look at the calendar, we started off at home a lot, and I don't think we... it took us a little bit to find our game and our identity. And then realistically, since sort of October, early November, you know, sure, we've had some home sense here and there, but it just has felt like, you know, you talk around the room before we got on this, after the bye week, it really hadn't felt like we'd had any sort of time at home, you know, even though we had, I think at one point, like I said, if you realistically look at the Heritage Classic game like a road game, I think before this homestand, there was a 5-game difference. So it felt like we were coming off a California trip, coming home for a couple games, and then heading back out on the road and just doing that over and over. So, you know, it was nice to reset, refocus, and have that, you know, mentality of trying to make it a tough place to play. And, you know, if you look at what we've done since the break at home, we've been better on home ice, and we want to, you know, continue in that direction because it's so important.
What do you look at as the challenge with LA tomorrow? Obviously, they're a long ways out of a playoff spot, but they've played you guys hard this year.
Yeah, you know what? It doesn't matter who you're playing or where a team's sitting in the playoffs or not in the playoffs. You know, any given night, you can win or lose. I mean, it sounds boring or sort of an easy statement to make, but it's true. I mean, if you're not ready to go, you know, it really doesn't matter. And obviously they've had some success against us this year, so we, you know, should know really well going into that game that we're going to have to be at our best if we're going to get 2 points.